That's the basis of all religion. They think they can do something to have a lasting life. Face Mecca, pray, fast, repent, lie on beds and nails. They think they can earn eternal life from God. Or merit is favor. And yet it can't be done. Pray, fast, repent, lie on beds and nails, repent. And what you have to do to have your case dismissed, to walk out of God's courtroom and be gifted with everlasting life because God's merciful, is repent of your sins.
Let's turn to Allah in repentance. No matter what you've done, Allah is your maker. Do not follow the path of those who lead astray. Follow the path of Allah. If He has covered you whilst you were sinning, do you think He's going to expose you when you have repented?
And your life should be evidence of it. You shouldn't let foul words come out of your mouth. You should live in holiness. This is your salvation. There's nothing more important.
The most important thing you have, I have, would be the gift of being able to tread the right path. So there is no point in saying, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim a million times when you have no intention to look for the path or to walk on it or to make an effort to learn it.
Face Mecca, pray, fast, repent, lie on beds and nails. Pray, fast, repent, repent, repent. That's the basis of all religion. They think they can do something to have a lasting life. They think they can earn eternal life from God. Or merit is favor. And yet it can't be done. There are two things you have to do to be saved. You must repent. Not just ask Jesus into your heart, but turn from all sin. No more lying, stealing, blasphemy. No more lust. Turn from all sin and live in holiness. And trust alone in Jesus.
So there is no point in saying, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim a million times when you have no intention to look for the path or to walk on it or to make an effort to learn it.
And your life should be evidence of it. You shouldn't let foul words come out of your mouth. You should live in holiness. This is your salvation. There's nothing more important.
Let's turn to Allah in repentance. No matter what you've done, Allah is your maker. Do not follow the path of those who lead astray. Follow the path of Allah.
They think they can earn eternal life from God. Or merit is favor. And yet it can't be done. And yet it can't be done.
You
know, there are some churches that don't preach repentance, they just preach believe. And it's based on believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. But the trouble is, if you've got a group of people that believe and don't repent, and they say, oh, the doctrine is they repent sometime later, they're not saved until they repent. You've got a mass of people sitting in your church who believed in Jesus, but they don't have the things that accompany salvation.
Yeah.
They haven't turned repentance unto life, the Bible speaks. They're still in their sins if they haven't repented.
There's nothing confusing about the gospel. There's nothing confusing about salvation. But the reason people are confused is because they're getting a mixed message.
Right.
Because one minute it's all faith, and then the next minute it's repent of your sins.
Yeah, that's right.
It's confusing. Which one is it? You say, repenting of your sins is part of faith. Liar! No, it isn't. Because repenting of your sins has to do with your sins, and faith has to do with believing in Jesus. They're two totally different things.
That's right.
You see, repenting of your sins is something you should do every day. Die daily. Take up the cross daily. Crucify the flesh daily. Take up the cross and follow Him daily. That happens every day. It's not something that happens one time at salvation. See, salvation is not turning over a new leaf. Salvation is not you turning away from sin. And people say this, turn from sin to the Savior. But wait a minute now. Have you turned from sin? Who can stand up and say, I'm pure from sin? No one. people are getting a mixed message and it's confusing them.
Yep.
It's confusing them. You see, there's nothing confusing about this, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. There's nothing confusing about that. There's nothing confusing about, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's nothing confusing about, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. There's nothing confusing about that. There's nothing confusing about whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. There's nothing confusing about whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God. God dwelleth in him and he in God. There's nothing confusing about the fact that the Bible says, what must I do to be saved? And the answer is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. See, there's nothing confusing about he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. But he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on. There's nothing confusing about John 6:47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. There's nothing confusing about Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. There's nothing confusing about, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. There's nothing confusing about salvation when he said, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. There's nothing confusing about the gospel. There's nothing confusing about salvation. But the reason people are confused is because they're getting a mixed message.
Right.
They haven't turned repentance unto life, the Bible speaks. They're still in their sins if they haven't repented. I don't even know what lordship salvation is, but it's apparently, I'm saying that you've got to repent, which you do. But it's not works.